This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are in the best time in modern history for the Republican Party. The best time in modern history for the conservative movement is, let me tell you, even hardcore leftists are finally waking up and going, you know what? These people over here are crazy on the left. Tech billionaires losing their minds going, whoa, what did we do here? College professors going, what in the world have we created? Business leaders who succumb to woke or waking up from woke, and I could go on. Folks, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, dropping truth bombs all over the place. Don't worry about it. It's spreading. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to talk about some of these billionaires. We've touched on them. Chamath P., whatever his name is, I touched on him. It's bigger than that. Elon Musk, he might be the biggest driver in changing politics outside of being a politician. I mean, he reminds me of Trump when Trump used to come on and talk about, look, this is crazy. Why are we doing, you know, he would give his commentary as a billionaire, as a person who had achieved the American dream, saying, this is getting crazy. We can't do this. This is not sustainable. Nobody paid attention. Then he ran for president. Elon Musk can buy and sell Trump many times over. He's now getting into the fray. Twitter has changed. This is the guy that goes, you know what? It's only money. So what? I spent $44 billion. I overspent for that piece of crap. What did I do? I'm changing politics. This guy next to Trump may have the biggest voice in politics ever. Elon Musk is more listened to than Joe Biden. Let me ask you, who do you think the average person across the board, Democrat, Republican, Independent, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, who do you think they would rather spend, have dinner with? Elon Musk or Joe Biden? Exactly. You know the answer. Elon Musk. You ask that same question to Trump, I think you get a toss-up. Even though there are a lot of people that would pick Musk over Trump, I'll admit it. But a lot of people would go, oh, nope, Donald Trump. Even though Elon Musk can buy and sell him many times, doesn't matter. Trump still has that appeal. Joe Biden, how many people, what do you think percentage-wise? Seriously, give me a tweet or something. Send me a note on Facebook or Twitter or X. What do you think, what percentage of people would choose Joe Biden over Elon Musk? I'm telling you right now, my hand is up. I would go Elon Musk in a New York minute. You could ask me that 100 times. I would tell you 100 out of 100, I'd rather go to dinner with Elon Musk. That's the state we are in this country. When Trump was president, are you kidding? As good of a, as amazing as Elon Musk proves to be, Trump, that's the answer. May still very well be. I don't know. But here's what I do know. There's no better time to be a conservative, no better time to be a true Republican, Republican. You know what I'm trying to say? No better time. Because we have the Democrats backpedaling, man. We're punching at them. They're backing up, but we're still hitting them with body punches. Pop, 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 pop. They can't even throw any punches at us. They got kiss of death for them right now. And you know the biggest issue that's a kiss of death for the Democrats? I don't know if you're going to go with me on this, but I think it is the border. I felt like Kramer. The border. The border is a big issue on Seinfeld. Anyway, the border, it is a big issue because it feeds all these other problems, and it's the glaring issue that talks about sex trafficking, human trafficking, terrorism across the border. It's eating up all of our resources. It's eating up our resources in education and in the medical system, the legal system. People in jail, these people committing crimes, it's exacerbating every cancer that is in America. And the leftists want to play it off, but they can't when it impacts them. They got 100,000 immigrants that have infiltrated New York. New York City, a city of 9 million people. They got 100,000 new people, and we can't sustain it, man. What are we going to do? The immigration debate is one of the ones that is going to absolutely destroy the Democrats. Then you add on top of that this morass that the people are in right now. Inability to pay their bills, Bidenflation crushing them across the board. This is absolutely destroying the Democratic Party. And it's time for us to pile on. I joking say, you know, you're not supposed to pile on. Are you kidding me? Man, I'm piling on and throwing elbows like it's all-star wrestling or something. I'm just, I'm piling on, baby. I'm jumping in. And there's the Democrats are at the bottom going, get off of me, get off of me, get off. No, I'm not getting up. They deserve it. They deserve everything they get. And more, and then some, right? Look, these are people that they wake up in the morning looking for ways to write you out of the picture, to destroy you. You know it. You might not want to admit it because, you know, thinking about somebody that intentionally wanting to do something to you, when that happens, it makes you sort of question, well, am I being mean? Am I really as bad? I actually had a phone call with a friend of mine. He wanted me to talk to her daughter. And he said, Kevin, my daughter did an assignment and she feels guilt. She's a teacher. She's in her 20s. My buddy's in his 40s. Oh, well, he's probably in his 50s. And he's like, she did an assignment and she's wondering, you know, it has her questioning, is she doing the right thing? And he goes, is it okay if you talk to her? I said, sure. So he had her on the phone and I told her, I said, it was about her whiteness and all that. And they're teaching these teachers. They say, you have to find your guilt. If you don't see it, then you need to search harder. I told her, complete nonsense. Don't believe it for a second. Talking, his name is Jerry. I said, don't. And so anyway, I talked to her for about 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And she was so thankful and so grateful. I said, what? You're going to be apologizing for stuff that somebody did years ago? Forget about it. Don't do it. And he called. He says, man, that was the best thing you could have done for me, bro. Well, it is. Well, it's the best thing I can do for you is to let you know we have nothing to apologize for as conservatives. Great show for you. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you assess the support from the African American community for President Trump?
Oh, it's growing. I will tell you that right now, because at the end of the day, our economy is struggling. That's hurting every segment of America, including Black America. Okay. More and more Black Americans say we got to have Trump back.
People notice, folks. They are noticing. Byron Donald's talking about Black America, and he's right. You know, I tell you guys this. I don't know how much you believe in the sense of, hey, Kevin, is this real? Is it just you? I'm telling you, there's what you witness yourself when you're talking to other Black folks, which I happen to do, and then there's what you feel, you know, when you're out and about, and most of you know me. I'm going to strike up a conversation with anybody. If it's a Muslim, I want to get their take. If it's a female, you know, feminist, I want to get her take. I like engaging in these conversations because that's how you learn. And you know what else happens? You convey yourself to them. I will go talk to the freakiest looking person and say, by the way, you know, get to know them, befriend them, let them know you completely accept who they are, and then go, hey, by the way, I'm a staunch conservative, right of Reagan. And they're like, what? And you go, yeah, yeah, you've been talking to somebody and enjoying the company of somebody who, by the way, didn't judge you in any way and just had a conversation. And whether they like it or not, it imprints. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People see the difference between leadership and idiocy, between competence and incompetence. And let me tell you, Donald Trump gave us leadership and competence. He made us feel good about being Americans. I don't know how you get influence, but I'll tell you this. If you're surrounded by negativity, if you're surrounded by things that don't add to the quality of your life, it will get to you. I mean, you can be super optimistic, but it will drag you down. And that's why what you will do if you find yourself in those circumstances is you will get out. You will extricate yourself from them. You will say, no, I will only tolerate this for a certain amount of time. And when your mind goes, okay, this is not good for me, the typical person, a smart person, will go, I'm done with this. I don't want to be around this negativity. I want to be around positive thinkers. Because it makes you feel positive. Let me play this clip. This is Joe Biden warning Americans about Donald Trump.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
There you go. Joe Biden being prophetic. Trump might get us into a war, which means Joe Biden might get us into a war, which he is. More than a war. He got us into a proxy war in Ukraine. He's got us into a proxy war between Israel and Hamas. And now we run the risk of a third war with Joe Biden. Everything they warn against, these guys are going to do. Everything that comes out of their mouth is them saying, here's what I'm going to do. Who's compromised? They said Trump was compromised. The Russians had all this information on him. Adam Schiff told us, I've got it. I've got definitive proof. Have you seen it? No. But you know what we do have definitive proof of? Joe Biden being compromised. Definitive proof. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to know that this guy, the moves that he's making are based on Joe Biden really having to be, he's a puppet. He's a puppet on a string. Definitive proof. They claim to have it. How bad he is. The world has changed because of what Trump has done. Joe Biden was exactly right about that. The world had changed because of what Trump had done at the time. The man that didn't get us into any wars. The man that said, we're pulling out of Afghanistan. We're going to do it the right way. We're not going to leave billions of dollars of equipment behind and a bunch of money. We're going to turn it over and we're going to get out of it. They want to beat each other up, fight each other. That's on them. They're not going to enter into the real world and deal with America. We're not going to let them do that until they become civilized. And we're going to keep sanctions going on Iran. We will not let terror flourish. Both Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Look, folks, it's in the numbers. Don't believe me. And I won't skew the numbers. If it's number of attacks against under Obama, number of attacks under Trump, I've looked at all of it. There's no question that 4-year respite in between saved America and saved the world. And the sad part is there are a group of people in this country that wanted to take out the guy who did that. And look who they replaced him with. The guy who, in his own words, this guy's going to get us into a war. Then what's he doing? He's leading us exactly in that direction. So it's gotten so bad. Joe Biden was mocked. We were going to do this the other day, but here's SNL mocking Joe Biden. Saturday Night Live.
Your old boy Joe's going to climb a ladder. Here you go, Joe. Oh, yeah, baby. You're the right step, too.
Yeah.
Relax. I'm not going to fall. All right, here we go. Here we go for three. All right. Woo! What a man, what a man, what a man. What a mighty pride, man.
That's what the office of the presidency has been reduced to. Oh, and let's not forget, the Iranians are not done. They are warning us about Gaza. Here's a Iranian guy saying, telling us what's going to happen to America if we decide to escalate.
To the American statesmen who are now managing the genocide in Palestine, that we do not welcome to expansion of the war in the region. But I warn, if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire.
Welcome back, everybody. I like to remind the left and people that are anti-Trump or whatever. I don't, you know, call yourselves whatever you want. But I like to remind them that under Trump, we didn't have any wars. Under Trump, Iran wasn't threatening us as they just did. You will stay out. We'll get you. We will kill you, whatever. We didn't have any of that. Putin didn't invade Ukraine, and he wouldn't have. I don't believe Hamas would have gone into Israel. Oh, they've been planning it for how many years? They said a few years. They weren't planning this under Trump. So I want to remind people how do we know? We know because he was president. And had we had an additional 4 years of Donald Trump, uninterrupted, we wouldn't be dealing with the crap that we're dealing with today. I believe every one of these leftists knows this, and they're scared of what that means in 2024.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill about 55 miles south of Lexington. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Donald Trump widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% support Trump compared to 43% who would vote for Biden. Several House Democrats coming after Elon Musk saying that that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. New York City Mayor Eric Adams being accused of sexual assault back in 1993. The accuser claiming that Adams sexually assaulted her while they both worked for the city and Adams was a transit cop. The mayor says he doesn't know who the person is and they've never met. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I talked the other day about it doesn't bode well for Joe Biden. Statistically, as a sitting president with his poll numbers where they are, and they're just not good. He's being primaried. Robert Kennedy, Dean Phillips, seem to be more. I predict at least 10 by the end of the year. And we're coming up close to it, so we'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But you got to be ready to launch come January. So I'll put it to you this way. If it doesn't happen by the end of the year, it'll be within the first 2 weeks of January because people have to be gearing up for campaigns, getting ready to fundraise, the rumors circulating. And the rumors are out there. Gavin Newsom talked about him himself. Now, he's going to come in, and that'll be the deal breaker for everybody. But he said, you know, we hear all the rumblings. You know, we hear it at the parties. He was doing an interview with Cuomo. We played the clip before. But he's letting the cat out of the bag. Anyway, going back to this. There's a history lesson in all of this that I gave that talked about all Republican and Democrat, five of them, who were primary and what happened to them. Harry Truman and LBJ ended up dropping out of the race, and Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, and one other, I can't remember who, Gerald Ford, I think, all ended up losing. That's what happens with the one-termers when you have the poll numbers. And by the way, these people outside of Carter didn't have anywhere near as bad a record as Joe Biden. So we covered that. By the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to say it again, the Kevin Jackson Network. Why am I telling you that? So you can jot it down and go visit at some point and see everything that we do. And the number is 844-551-8255. Give us a call. Get involved in any small way you want. We're happy to have you. And if you do nothing more, just go download the show, however you're getting it. I don't know. You know what? I'd be curious. Are you getting the show on iHeart, Spotify? How are you getting it? But however you're getting it, I'd like you to forward it to one person. That's it. See what they think. So I gave you the way that Biden can't win, what the future holds based on the other presidents who were in his situation from that perspective, based on his poll numbers, etc. But there was an op-ed for The Spectator with this guy, Niall Ferguson, and I've referenced Niall a few times because he's a bright guy. And he argued that a second Trump act is not just possible, it's fast becoming my base case. He's saying Donald Trump is going to get elected. And let me ask you this. If you feel like And I don't know when this happened, but certainly what it did it for me was when Israel, when Hamas attacked Israel, I said to myself, okay, one thing to be waging this proxy war in Ukraine. That's one thing. It's another now to have Israel attacked when Donald Trump had the Muslims and the Israelis sitting down together talking about peace. Now you have a real dichotomy. You have a real difference, and you can't ignore it, and it won't be ignored. And what happened was people felt less safe. I want to play this clip. We didn't play it. I was going to play it the other day, and I ended up not doing it. But I want to play this clip. Christopher Wray. Well, actually, I think I did mention I was going to play it today. But I did want to play it last week. Here's Christopher Wray talking about what's happening and can we feel safe.
We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration, the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Hezbollah has publicly expressed its support for Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. And we've seen an increase in attacks on U.S. military bases overseas carried out by militia groups backed by Iran. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
Holy cow, man. And he hasn't seen that much inspiration to attack us since ISIS launched the caliphate. Past few weeks, calls for attacks against Americans and the West increased dramatically. Al-Qaeda, most specifically, wants to attack us, and he hasn't seen that anything from them, you ready for the timeline, in the last 5 years. You want to know why? Trump shut them down. As you think about everything that he just said, ask yourself, was any of that being talked about under Donald Trump? Last 2 years of Trump's candidacy or administration. Hezbollah is threatening to attack the U.S. right now and has been attacking U.S. overseas interests. But here's what's worse. Here in America, where Comey said years ago, there's a Muslim, training camp, I guess. Radical Muslims, Islamic training camps in every state in America. The FBI knows this. And now we've got this escalation of everything going on. Violent extremists, Christopher Wray says, violent extremists right in our midst. And here's what I find most disturbing. Watch the videos of these Muslim kids that are going to college. They will tell you publicly, they yell out, you see them in everyday life, you think it's no big deal. They're just assimilating, they're doing their thing. These people, when you put a microphone in front of them and a camera, they happily tell you, when the time comes, we were ready to kill the Jews. We are ready. They deserve to die. And they're just going on and on about who you need to go. They need to be killed. And you're going, what? This is a 20-year-old girl. Yeah, it's a 21-year-old guy that's living amongst, you would think, is assimilating into America, looking at the cross culture, the diversity, equity, and inclusion that we've created in this country, and it left this claim, you know, to put a stakeholder in, and look at where we are. Let an incident like that happen, and boom, it blows up. And let me tell you, this is exactly what I predicted in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. I said the confluence of Muslim meeting black and figuring out how to no justice, no peace, the Muslim deal, and you're in trouble. It's a powder keg. Add to it the anti-Semitism that has been allowed to run rampant in this country, and you have an explosion that's ready to go. Violent extremists. That's Christopher Wray talking about this. I know I'm talking about bad news for the Democrats, but this is part of it. Neil Ferguson is talking about how Trump is now become the baseline for getting back into office. And he dismisses the idea that Trump's legal issues are going to hurt him because criminal cases against leading political figures often do not hinder their political success. And in fact, he observed that they're already backfiring because of the perception that Democrats are abusing the legal system for political purposes. 91 indictments against President Trump. How many against Joe Biden? I asked this question the other day. How many LLCs does the Trump organization have that you can't follow the money? How many suspicious activity reports has Donald Trump had over his career as a business person? I can give you the number for the Bidens, 155 and counting. Trump has been looked at in every possible way. What about Joe Biden? Joe Biden won't give you his latest taxes, the taxes on his LLCs. They intentionally obscured what they were doing with crooked LLCs. They make questionable loans to each other. What are they hiding? And why aren't the Democrats at just listen? We need to know, where's this money coming from? How's he doing this? How did he buy a $2.7 million house? The Democrats are abusing the system. When we come back, I want to finish talking about this article written by Neil Ferguson that explains how Donald Trump is the front runner, cannot be beaten in a fair election, just like he in 2020, and makes it really difficult for the Democrats because they can't cheat like they did before.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm talking about an article written by Neil Ferguson. Very astute guy, historian. I think it was in The Spectator. And he's very insightful about what's going on. And it's a little different take than what I talked about the other day about the primaries and the historical aspect. And I'm giving you two perspectives on why Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States again and get his rightful second term. And what everybody's wanting, I mean, there's all these wishful thinkers and there's these people that want you to believe that nobody's going to vote for Trump. So Trump gets, I don't know, I heard the number was 16 million, anywhere from 11 to 16 million more people that voted for him in 2020 than in 2016, but they tell you he's less popular. He's unpopular. I remember when he got elected, they said he is the most unpopular president ever elected. I didn't believe it at the time, but let's say that it was. He added somewhere between 11 to 16 million votes. They say got 75 million votes more than any sitting president almost 6 million more votes than Baby Black Jesus did in his prime, and he loses an election to a brain-dead moron who supposedly got 6 million more votes than Trump. I don't believe that. Joe Biden doesn't get 11 or, you know, whatever number, million more votes than Barack Obama. It just doesn't happen. But I want to just, I'm not going to dwell on the past. We know Trump got cheated. But here's what he says. As for the primaries, Ferguson notes that Republican candidates that have an early lead in the polls, as Trump does, typically end up the nominee. Early frontrunners have won Republican primaries in 6 out of 8 competitive races since 1972, when the modern system of primaries was introduced. He notes the two exceptions were McCain in 2008 and Trump himself in 2016. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I like to explain things to you, encourage you to go look this stuff up, but I also want to, I don't want to say give you hope, because I always tell people hope is not a strategy, but I want you to have the right information so that you're not out there feeling like, oh man, I don't know if we got a shot. Yeah, we have a shot. We have more than a shot. If there's anybody that should be feeling bad, it's Democrats. He said if Donald Trump maintains his current average polling numbers throughout the first half of 2023, but fails to become the Republican Party's choice for the presidential nomination, he would become the highest polling candidate ever to be unsuccessful in securing the nomination. So the odds are clearly in his favor. So this article had to be written prior to these latest Trump polls, because the guy doesn't even know that you can tell he's talking about the first half of 2023. We're in the second half, and Trump's even stronger. But then he goes on, and he gets into the general election. As for the general election, Democrats assume that Trump can't beat Biden. And that's probably the only reason why they're tolerating nominating a vegetable for president, particularly in light of the results of the 2022 midterms. Of course, while Joe Biden likes to take credit for that, the abortion issue was much more of a significant factor than Joe Biden. Now, I tried to address the abortion issue, get people to finance a project that would get the Republicans and the conservative movement. It would get the abortion issue off of our backs. And you know what people prefer to do? Waste money on primaries and other candidates who have no shot. Waste money on organizations that don't have a clue of how to move the needle. That's what they prefer to do. We'll see if we can kick that project off. But as I talked to Melissa about a lot of things going on, I told her, I'm not taking on the burden of saving the Republic anymore. We invested a fortune, more than I should have, more than was financially smart to do, because I believed in this movement. And I'm going to tell you, I'm tainted. And I'm not tainted in the outcome. And I'm going to work my butt off, but we're going to focus. We're focusing on a nonprofit. We're focusing on the things that we can control. I had a group of guys that, oh, Kevin, we need to do this, do that, and other with one of my other properties. I'm like, I'm not jumping through hoops for you. I'm not. I've given it my all and then some. And if this movement has to reward the people working hard and who are dedicated to it, who are not out there, look, I could profiteer. I know how to do it. But I'm not going to. I'm gonna believe in a loving, living God that will make things happen when I need it. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm not happy with the way that it goes. I'm not. I want it to be a lot easier. But God reminds me, it wasn't meant to be easy. So I get up every day. I feel like a cheetah. I get up every day. You better go out there and hunt. You gotta hunt for a meal. But you have a purpose. And we figured it out. I know what my purpose is. I'm going to do the best I can to live up to it. But I got to tell you, we got work to do as a movement. And part of it is what we're talking about here. Donald Trump obviously should be our guy. Anyway, he goes on. He says, the big problem for Joe Biden is his popularity. His approval ratings have been underwater since the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, and he's even less popular now than Trump was at this point in his first term. And again, I remind you, this was written months ago. It's worse for Biden than it was when this was written. He says another factor going against Biden is the likelihood of a recession, which tends to end the political hopes of a sitting president or his party. Well, we're there. Biden, when he's selling Bidenflation, he's selling Bidenomics, like he's essentially giving you dog turd cookies. And you're going, wait a minute, these aren't Girl Scouts. No, they're better. These are better. These are Biden dog turd cookies. But they don't smell good. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Eat them. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll wait on the Girl Scouts. He says, if you think the economy isn't going to be an issue in 2024, I've got a whip inflation now badge to show you, Ferguson says. Look at the Gallup poll on satisfaction with the way things are going in the U.S. That's currently at the 1980 level, half of what it was 4 years ago before the pandemic. Gallup's economic confidence index is deeply in negative territory, the opposite of where it was under Trump. And this is before any recession. They're in deep trouble. He says the lessons of history is clear. The Republican frontrunner usually wins the nomination, and a post-recession incumbent usually loses the presidential election. And the only thing that stops it, he's not saying this, I'm saying this. The only thing that stops it is cheating. And that is the elephant that is in the room. Color it whatever you want, because we can see it. The emperor has no clothes. They can't beat us without cheating. And the question is, how are they going to try? What are they going to do? Are they going to let us win the House and the Senate, as well as the presidency? As you think about the news cycle, I want you to understand this. They don't want Trump. They don't want these investigations to continue into Joe Biden and the Democrats. What do you think they're planning? How can you thwart that? When you hear a Republican speak about something, don't impeach Joe Biden, don't do this. Forget about the news cycle of it. Ask yourself why. Why is this not happening when it's obvious? I've just given you, in two different sessions I've told you, broadcast, I've told you there is no way Joe Biden can win. None. I know this in a fair election. I'm 100% certain Joe Biden can't win. Well, if somebody doesn't want Trump, they don't want, because DeSantis isn't going to win the primary. Nikki Haley, you know what you're hearing right now? Nikki Haley's surging. I heard she passed DeSantis, and that she's the one that the money's starting to go to. Nikki Haley can't beat Trump. Neither one of them. At this point, Trump is a guy, so they got to get rid of him. That's the only solution they have. Shoehorn in somebody else is just waiting there, and hope and pray that, you know, we switch and decide we're going to support whoever's there. But you should be asking yourself, what if the goal isn't to support the guy that's got every indicator, that I've already given you 2 days of it, that he's the guy, he should win, and they're not letting him, they're still fighting against him. You got to start asking yourself a set of very different questions, and that's what I've been trying to do.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.